Fairfax Democrats celebrate March 31, 2024, which is Easter Sunday, as Transgender Visibility Day. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 26, 2024. Fairfax County, Virginia, has named March 31, 2024, as Transgender Visibility Day. That also is Easter Sunday, and many Christians see it as a hijack of their most sacred holiday. The Fairfax County School Board has added Transgender Visibility Day to its prior designations of June as LGBT Pride Month and October as LGBT History Month for a remarkable 62 days of LGBT celebration in the district's schools. The Reverend Emma Chatton, Executive Director of Transgender Education Association, praised the board's decision, asserting that visibility can be a heroic thing, especially for our trans women of color in our community, who face additional intersectional obstacles of prejudice regarding safety, housing, employment, and health care. Writing for the Washington Examiner, however, Fairfax local Stephanie Lundquist Aurora said the board members are telling Christians they do not matter by turning one of their holiest days into a celebration of an ideology that undermines the church's core convictions. The school board's 9 Democrats all voted in favor of the measure, whereas the token Republican on the board, Patrick Carity, did not show up for the vote. "I'm looking forward to the day when we have a full day as for this proclamation. And that day will come," said board member James Walkinshaw of Harity's absence. "One way or the other, that day will come." That sentiment was echoed by Democrat Delia Palchik, supervisor for the Providence District of the county. "What we say at this dais matters," she said. "What you say in the community, what our leaders say, and the outcome of that really matters. Our transgender students are depressed," Palchik contended. "Nearly half have considered suicide. You see across the board in our LGBT community that it is the one community that stands out higher than any other demographic in our students of depression, attempting suicide, considering suicide. To me, it is a moral imperative and also a public health imperative that we band together," she said. Follow it, Williams Rome.